Okay, we're going to do something a little different this morning. As I mentioned earlier, I'm going to share a few things, but I'm going to try to structure things tonight, this morning, in such a way that we're hearing from you, the body of Christ, and I'll try to explain that as we go. Yeah, I know. Yep, got him. Got that figured in, sister. So what we're going to do, I'm going to take a few minutes and just give you kind of a backdrop of where I'm coming from. Can I have that put up there, 1 Corinthians 14:26? So it says here, this is the NIV, it says, whatever then we say, brothers. Now this is basically talking about a church service. Do you know there's really nothing in the Bible apart from this that really talks about how a church service should be conducted? So I'm assuming most everybody here has been to a number of services. Well, interestingly enough, if you've been to services, you've been to places where there's really something that's more habit than is Bible per se, because there is, not only is there nothing really, this is the closest thing, and we're going to look at that this morning, and we're going to endeavor to study it a bit and then kind of be open to see if we can make it work this morning. Amen? So it says here, what then shall we say, brothers? What then shall we say, friends? Different versions bring about different things. When you come together, it says everyone has a hymn. Now, not the King James says everyone has a psalm, but basically it's singing something, right? So everybody. And it wouldn't mean it says everyone, it means each individual person has something. They bring something into the mix. Okay? Everybody has a hymn, a word of instruction, or a word of doctrine, something from the Bible. A revelation. Now, revelation simply means something that God has been speaking to you about in the last however long. A tongue and an interpretation. Now that gets to be a little bit challenging, because almost everything else there we can kind of just say, okay, I got this revelation, I got this hymn. But when we talk about tongue interpretation, that we're really depending upon the work of the Holy Spirit for that. So we'll see kind of how that goes throughout the rest of the service. So all of these things must be done for the strengthening of the church. So what we realize at the end of the service, what I'm hoping at the end of the service, you can say, boy, I'm sure glad I came. As opposed to saying, I waste my time coming here for. Amen. So we're trusting that this is going to be an interesting time. So I'm going to invite our team, our music folks, to sing a song. I'm going to invite folks, if you want to stand, if you want to sit. But it's a time of worship, and it's a time when we bring our hearts. You know, it's hard to imagine that we as people here have the potential, the ability to be able to communicate to our God through our worship. Wow. Maker of heaven and earth, right? Made us and gave us the ability to worship. You know, I have a dog at home. And I got this dog, and I've been raising, kind of working with this dog. I feed it and different things, but it can't worship God, to the best of my knowledge. Anybody got any birds or other animals? Those animals can't worship God. But we, as people, have the incredible potential to be able to worship.
Amen.
Wow. So I'm going to invite our group here to sing. And as they're singing, this is part of what we're doing here, a hymn. Okay? God bless you, folks.
I have to say, Gary, you work with the dog?
Sometimes. My wife does most of that. Anyways. Go from there. The first time we really see this sort of pattern is actually the book of Acts chapter 2. And we're going to read a little chunk of that now. Can you put that up, please? Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. So in Acts chapter 2, 1 to 8, that is the first, technically the first service that we see in the Bible in the New Testament. There are Old Testaments and there are services that took place, but in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, this is the first service. So it gives us some kind of a sense of what to expect or what, you know, how things went. See, you have to keep in mind, too, we're dealing with the Spirit of God and how God works and moves on the hearts of people. So it isn't like you can just say, okay, two songs here and, you know, do this and get that. Da, da, da. God is Spirit, the Bible says, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And this, what I'm trying to get at is that as we're meeting, we're doing the best, or we're working at flowing and moving with the Spirit. A Spirit that we can't touch. A Spirit that we sort of technically can't really hear. It's something that's kind of abstract. It's kind of out there. Anybody here ever seen Jesus appear to them? Well, there's one. One lady there. A couple ladies there. My wife did, a couple, okay. I never have. Well, I shouldn't say I did. I think I did. But my point is, generally speaking, most of us have never had that experience. Has everybody here ever felt and sensed the presence of the Lord? I'd say I think all of us have. And if I was to say to you, explain that to me. Let's just say I'm an unchurched person, got no interest in God, church, and or religion. And you say, you know, I was at church on Sunday and I really felt the presence of the Lord. And I said to you, what do you mean by that? Well, tell me, give me some more information. What did you feel, pricks on your hand, you know, on your arm? Did you feel some kind of what? And generally speaking, I think it would be difficult for most of us to explain because we're dealing with something that we can't touch, hear, or see. That's God's Spirit. But yet, we also know God's Spirit is real. His Holy Spirit made everything we see here. The Bible says it was made the Spirit of God. God spoke and the Spirit moved. Right? So here we go in the book of Acts. It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what appeared to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? And it goes on to say the different languages. And so what we glean from that is the fact that here's the first, technically a service that we see. The Holy Spirit comes. These people begin to speak in foreign languages, what we call tongues. And out of that, there are people that are listening to what's going on. So there's something happening here that's supernatural, beyond the understanding of reasoning. And people who are looking saying, hey, what are these guys doing? What is this? And they said, and then Peter later gets up and he begins to explain what it is. But that's the beginning of the first experience in the church. And so it kind of comes in line with what Paul is saying here in the book of Corinthians, a tongue and interpretation. Okay. Now, later on, we're looking presently at hymns. Okay. I'm doing a little teaching, enough just a teaching to kind of give us kind of a backdrop of what's going on so that we can enter into what I believe God wants us to bring us into. So right now, I'm going to... Right now I'm going to turn it back over to the folks to sing as we worship. And then after we worship, I'm going to invite, I'm going to open this thing up to us, the church here. We have a mic somewhere. I think they got a mic back there. And we're going to invite folks to come up. Maybe you have a hymn, a favorite hymn that you would really like us to sing that you haven't heard. And you're going to have to lead it if we don't know it, but that's okay. Or maybe you've got, a theme, something that you, a lesson of teaching. Okay. Now, there are two rules here. Number one rule is, okay, it's got to be to encourage, to build up. The term edify means, in other words, we don't want people to come up and say, hey, you know, I don't like this and I got this problem. No. It's strictly to build, encourage, edify. It also, if there's something said that violates what we believe here as Christians, we will address that. And the other point is we encourage folks not to try to be too long-winded, okay? Because, just out of respect for everybody here, okay? Because our goal is to encourage, as I said, to edify, but everything done must be done to edify or the strengthening of you, build up, and at the end of it, we hope you're glad that you came, all right? And we'll just touch on briefly, I didn't fully get my glasses back in here. I touched on one aspect of the Acts chapter 2. I'm going to touch on one more thing and then we'll open up. Acts chapter 2, verses 17, it talks about Peter's words pierced their heart. So Peter gets up and he begins to expound it in the scriptures. He begins to basically preach, what we call preach, teach, minister. And so part of a good, healthy service is where there's teaching or preaching of the word. And we see Peter stood up and he basically, in verse, just give me my verses here now. In verse 17, he begins and he gets up and he's quoting Joel, an Old Testament passage. And basically, he's quoting from the scriptures. So he says, and he goes on to say, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old man will dream dreams. And in those days, I will pour out my spirit, even on my servants, both men and women. They will prophesy. Let me ask you a question. When is that starting? Or when is that? When did it? Or when will that start? Everybody kind of looking, thinking. It's not a hard question. Pardon?
It's ongoing.
That's what I wanted to hear. It's happening now, even as we sit together. Okay, God has promised that He would pour out His Spirit. There would be prophecy. Young men will see visions, old men will dream dreams, and in those days I will pour out my spirit. So we have that hope as we meet, as we gather, that God will pour out His Spirit upon. Anybody here ever had a vision or a dream? Lots of folks. Good. Anybody here ever prophesied the word of the Lord? Did it spoke? Okay, good. So we have some folks that have had a little taste, and what basically you want to see that increase, but because that's part of a good, healthy service, okay? So there's teaching, there's word of instruction, and then I'll leave it at that. So if you have something you feel God has given you or something you want to share, always keep in mind, we want it to edify, to encourage, to build up. So we invite you to come on down here or come on up here, however up or down is, and share. Give us what you feel the Lord has given you. Maybe you've had a revelation, something God has spoken to you clearly in the last period of time, and you'd like to share that. Again, we're inviting you to come, but try to remember not to drag it on too long, okay? So, here we are. Don't all come at once, okay? Oh, here's our sister coming. Is it turned on? Is this thing turned on?
Is the light on it?
It's in here now. No, I don't believe so. I don't see a light. Oh, wait.
That's it.
There you go. All right.
So I just want to share something that's very simple, and that I remember this many times during the day, is that God is good all the time.
Amen.
God is good all the time. And I have developed a couple spiritual practices in my life, and they are gratitude and humility. So I hope that's encouraging.
Anyone else?
Next.
I just love Jesus. I mean,
I there you go.
I just felt so humble, like just the song that Angela did. It was just amazing. Like, I mean, it's just the presence. I'm in awe of him and the love that what he would do for us, like on that cross. I think many times we don't really comprehend the sacrifice that he did. And I just, you know, I feel it here many times when I come to this church, actually every time that I've come to this church. So I'm blessed to be in this congregation, and I hope everyone just feels his presence here. And I say that in Jesus' name.
I just have always an overwhelming sense of how God loves this body and how highly gifted this body is and how big his desire to move this body forward is. So the other day, I was at a group of ladies and we were in prayer, and I had this sudden flash, this sudden vision of his hands. And in the center of his hands was fire, and the fire was pouring out. So I thought, okay, Lord, what's this all about? What are you trying to tell me? I didn't get a clear answer, so I looked up fire. And there's many definitions of fire, purification for one. But also the gift of prophecy is a symbol of fire. So freely, freely we have received, and freely, freely we should give. So I believe he's given me this beautiful gift of prophecy. And when I saw his hands, I said, I receive, and I receive for others. So I gladly pray for anybody who feels they have a call for prophecy in this house. And I believe in impartation, and I believe it will be. So I'll be over there later. Who's next? Just want that lady first, okay?
There's a verse that I've quoted once before here, and it's actually been put into a song, and I just feel that this is a song that would help all of us. That's that verse, I know whom I have believed, but the song goes like this. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love received me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Thank you.
All right, sister. Praise the Lord.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cara. I had a lovely dream last night. I've been marinating for, feels like forever, in the scriptures about being one with Christ. In my dream, I said to the people with me, I am one with Christ. But I didn't just say, I'm one with Christ. It's like, I am one with Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
And I felt it. And something inside me was like, oh, like there's something that I love about this that I've been waiting for, is the automatic, like all on him, awareness that it brings to our spirits. There's no striving to be one with Christ. That's what I'm saying. Like there's no gap between I am one with Christ and my experience of being one with him. So I'm waiting. That's what I'm waiting. Like this powerful, that's all him, that I'm totally helpless to make happen. But anyways.
It's grace.
Had a taste of it, and in my dream, my hands were filled with electricity. In fact, I feel it right now. Here it is. All right, guys, we're one with him. Come on. I think just grabbing onto that and letting that grow in our spirits There we are.
Praise the Lord.
I saw Joseph. Do you have something?
I can go after.
Okay. I was just going to say, it's great seeing all the women come up here, but guys, the verse that Gary was talking about is, I will pour out my spirit on my sons and daughters. And so the only thing I have to really share is just, guys, this is an opportunity for you. We're part of a family here. That was one of the things that Gary talked about at the beginning is, you know, not Gary, but Lyle said, you can tell that we're in a family because we're going, Daddy, am I supposed to do this? So we're part of a family, and this is part of the gathering. It's unusual. It's different. But it's not unbiblical. It's what the Spirit wants. So I'm speaking to the males. Guys, when the Father puts something on your heart, get up and share it. And I'm speaking to the women. Keep coming up.
Well. Keep coming. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I keep thinking about this statement, a kingdom divided will surely fall. And the state of the church, that there's like a quake happening, that feels like good, you know, which I feel like is like living in faith. Problems are good somehow, eventually. And everything is kind of like in gestation and rebirth in the body of Christ, because we're learning. We keep learning something greater and deeper the more we surrender, which is hard to do. Yeah. And, you know, when I hear that a kingdom divided, and I've been in different churches and I've experienced different doctrines and ideas, because ultimately, as much as there's one truth, there's everyone has a personal experience. Like, you're you, I mean, we've lived a different life. So that does make our truth different, just inherently. I feel like if I'm standing here saying, I know the truth, this is the truth, it's a bit dangerous, because I actually don't fully know. But I feel like there's two truths and two gifts that I know are real for sure for me. And I know because they've changed me on a cellular level, on an emotional level. Two gifts, yeah. One is that all sin, like all sin, everything everyone's ever done that was terrible, that it's hard to even speak of because it's so terrible, was washed and made clean by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen, brother.
Everything.
Amen.
Everything. Everything.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And then the other gift that God gave us that I feel like is second to that is free will. That God's not like, well, I mean, this is the path, you have to walk it. You get to choose. You get to choose grace. You know, you get to choose to be the prodigal son and leave home and spend your fortune and crawl back. And appreciate how good it is to be home because you left. That's a gift. I remember being like 22. I was having a really rough time just being on my own and hanging out with people, partying, and I just needed to go home, and I went home and my mom hugged me, and I was just like, oh, it just felt so good to be home. And I didn't feel that when I was just there, you know, eating the food at the table and not wanting to do my chores and whatever. You know. It took leaving to come back and be like, wow, this is amazing, how loved I am. Yeah, so the big piece that Christ walks me through every day is to find him and be born again is the peace of judgment. And it's brought up scripture after scripture. And I feel like it's a difficult part because there's things in this world that I judge to be wrong. And in a sense, I feel like they are. That's my personal conviction, that they're wrong. But then I look at the way I observe them, and when I start to actually have this distaste for someone or something because of what they're doing, then I start to not feel so well in myself. So how do I hold space to see that every sin was washed away by the blood of Jesus? And not point the finger and say, but that's wrong and that's terrible, and that's, and just come back to myself and say, no, people don't know what they do.
That's a good point too.
Judge not.
And that's where I find salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless you, brother. Just before, I'll get the choir, the group to come up while he's doing that, and we'll have a song after, okay? Go ahead, brother.
I'm David, my wife is Marilyn. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Stay up close to the mic.
You'll understand me well, and if you can't, just make some noise and I'll say it again a different way. But
sounds good.
I've had a couple strokes on my left side of my face, doesn't talk too good. At any rate, as a relative, result of those strokes, I was in the hospital and discovered I had third stage lung cancer. That was a year ago. Since that time, through Mark, I've been told by God that everything's going to be all right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And last summer, he sent me on a task of obedience that seemed out there to some people, but I did it anyway. And at the end of that, Jesus told me that I'm his. So I take all that, and then he told me I would be healed, and I wanted to know when. He wouldn't answer. So like the Bible story of the lady bothering the judge, I did that. I bothered him, bothered him, bothered him. Finally he answered me. He said I would be cured by the end of spring.
Amen.
So the 20th of June is the last day of spring, or the first day of summer, depends how you look at it. And so my feeling is that God is going to allow me to go down as low as I go, and then I'm going to be healed.
Hallelujah.
For the benefit of this church is why I'm saying this.
Amen.
And I pray that that's exactly what happens. This church sees it happen.
Amen.
And that's why I'm standing here right now, to let you know that if it happens,
glory to God.
See. If not, it's God's will that it doesn't happen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, man.
We stand with you. Stand
Amen.
With you.
While they're doing that, this part here where it talks about tongues and interpretation of tongues, though that's something we don't generally see in our group, as we're worshiping in this next song, as we're giving God, we're focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're worshiping him, right? And if he decides to kind of want to work through somebody here with a tongue and interpretation, then we want to open ourselves up to that. I know that's pretty rare, and it's something you can't turn on or off. Everything else here we can sort of say, well, hymns we can sing, teaching we can do, revelation we can have, but tongue and interpretation is a little different. So all I'm saying is that if, as we're worshiping, as we're singing the song, if you feel like you have a tongue, you want to speak loud, we're going to give permission and encourage you to do that, okay? Morning. I'm going to invite our sister here and the two ladies who came up and testified, and they said they felt the presence of God. Could you come up here, ladies, please? Where's Marion and your sister?
Marion.
Yeah. And you, come on up here. What I'd like to do is, one of the things I've learned is that God shows up when he wants, right?
Yeah.
We can wait until after service and get prayed for, and that's good and that's right. But sometimes God's spirit and God's presence is here now, not in 30 minutes from now or 15 minutes from now. I feel the anointing on these two ladies is here. If you're here and you want prayer, or you're saying, you know, I want to prophesy, or I want to speak in tongues, giftings to be released, I'm going to invite you to sing as we sing this next, whatever song you got. How many more songs you got, by the way? Just whatever. All right. As we sing this next song, we're going to invite you to come up here and have these ladies pray for you. And let's see what God releases in your life. And if they come up and pray, be careful that you may find yourself never being the same again. Because when that thing hits you, boy, I had that happen to me a number of years ago. I had a guy walk up to me in a service like this, and he said, how long you been a Christian? And I was kind of not living right at the time. I just kind of said something. He says, well, can I pray for you? And he prayed for me, and nothing, I didn't feel a thing. But all of a sudden, I was sitting on the edge of my bed one night, and bang, I felt peace like I'd never, I couldn't describe it. But it started with a simple prayer. The guy, bet you it wasn't 30 seconds, you know, whatever he prayed, and then I just said, thank you, bye, and that's it. So tonight, or this morning, if you feel you want prayer, and you want something more, you know there's something more in this thing, and you want it, then come on up and let these ladies pray for you. Shoot, there's a mic system.
So earlier Gary was saying, okay, have you ever felt anything, right?
Is it on? Okay.
I think. There's a song called Overwhelmed by Big Daddy Weave. And boy, I'm telling you, I melt. Every time just thinking of God and who He is and His awesomeness. And how much He's done for me. What can I give Him? And if you don't mind, let them play that right now.
Oh, okay.
And then you can do whatever you want to do.
Hey. As we're moving forward, again, we want to open it up. I'm just take maybe I'll pause for a minute, brother. Anybody else got anything you want to share? Just a little testimony or something God's put up on your heart? Come on, brother.
I don't know if you know, this church has a wonderful men's Bible study. And we meet every Friday night, as you've heard. And this past Friday night, we were studying Ephesians chapter 5. And we're talking about the connection between Genesis and Christ and His church, as Paul talks about how Christ loves His church. In Ephesians chapter 5. And there was an interesting verse in there as we work down. It says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loves himself. And that always struck me as a little bit strange. But then we were shown in the Word that the connection between Genesis and the New Testament, Ephesians, is wondrous. It's wonderful. In Genesis, Adam and Eve are a foreshadowing of Christ and His church. And just as Adam was put to sleep, death for Christ on the cross was a way of falling asleep. And then from His open side, the church was born as water and blood flowed out. We're formed. As a church, we're formed as believers from the side of Christ. So we literally come out of Christ, just as Eve came out of Adam. And Adam was scarred for life after having his rib removed. Scarred in some ways. And of course, our Lord, when He rose again, you saw the signs of His scarring on His body for the birth of His church. And so it's interesting that when you read that scripture about, you know, men loving your wives as if it's your own body, Christ loves us because we are His body. We have come from Him. You know, it wasn't a rib. No, it was His very life. We've come from Him. So we've been born out of Christ. And so there's that beautiful Genesis story as a foreshadowing in the Old Testament. Christ and His church, Adam and Eve, and we see it actually lived out now. And we're called, husbands and wives are called to love each other. So I just thought I'd share that with you today.
Just wanted to share a little testimony that I have. All my life when I went through hard times, I just really felt like people didn't really know how to hold me, like my family or my friends. People seemed to get kind of awkward, like, and I realized there's a lot of people just didn't know how. It's not that they didn't want to, they didn't know how. And what church and Jesus and the body of Christ has taught me is that there are people that know how, they just weren't my friends or my family, and they became my friends and my family. This week, I've been just devastated because one of my best friends had a stillbirth. And the baby was alive until her birth process, and then this happened. And being so close to postpartum, it just hit so hard. And just want, like, the wanting to support her, and God has just blessed me this week with, like, I'm the only one she led in her hospital room. I'm the only one she spoke to. You know, and I've just noticed all these people around her wanting to support her and not knowing how. And because of what I've learned here, I'm able to show them and teach them. And I just feel so close to God. I'm in prayer all the time, and He's just filling me, and I'm... And I had even was like put on a platform to talk to people, and it's just been such an intense week, but so blessed. And she's opening her heart to this way, like through it, I believe, and will more as the process comes. And I'm just like, I'm just so grateful for Jesus and for everybody that's supported me through my hard times, because I can't always pay it back, but I definitely can pay it forward, and I'm just blessed that I'm able to do this week for my friend. I just ask that anybody, if they feel in their heart, to just pray for Emma, Jason, and baby Floyd that is in heaven. Thank you.
Pray some more. Just take time to pray for us. Are you taking away? Oh, good. Good. I mean, we want to cover her in prayer. That doesn't sound right. I know that. Okay. Well, praise the Lord, folks. I'm going to share a couple more things. I'm going to kind of be short here. And then, well, I guess we'll kind of wrap it up. So, we talked about in chapter 2. Of Acts, the book of Acts, and Peter closes up with a rather interesting, Peter finishes preaching, and then this is the result of what happened in the day of Acts. It says, and all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to sharing, including sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them, and all the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. Folks, we're a part of one of the most exciting, one of the most powerful forces on the planet, the Church of Jesus Christ. Everybody's pretty quiet. Am I in the right place here? Let me say that again.
Well said, Gary.
We're a part of one of the most exciting, one of the most influential forces on planet Earth. The Church of Jesus Christ. And when we read about things like we've just read about, and we see people getting ministered to, and that last testimony blessed my heart. I mean, I said, you know, we're influencing people in a good, positive way. We're salt on the earth. We're light. Glory to God. And as we get ready to leave and go our separate ways, doing whatever it is you do this week, you're going as salt, church. You're going as light. You're a witness to the neighbor across the street. When you go to Walmart, you're a witness. Amen? when you go to what's the Safeway, Save On, wherever you go to do whatever you do, you're taking Jesus with you. He's alive and in you. And when we read about something like the book of Acts, we look and think, wow, that happened 2,000 years ago. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice? But how many know it can be happening now? It is happening now. We're the church. So, you know, something didn't something not happen. Some folks, you know, I'm going to be teaching maybe one of the Friday nights with the guys. I'm going to touch on something that's kind of almost a taboo topic, but the point of it is it's almost like there's a shift. Somehow things, something died, and you know, we got the Bible, we don't need that anymore, and I'm thinking, where do you get that from? He said, in the last days I'll pour out my spirit. He says, and your old man will dream dreams, and your young man will see visions. If I got that right? And you will prophesy. How many of you got a word this morning? You feel God has given you a prophetic word this morning. Anybody here? You there, sister? Come up here and here's the mic.
It's just that we need to believe God. He said so many wonderful promises to us, and we just need to believe Him. He is faithful and true.
Yes.
He will keep His promises.
Amen.
Amen. Oops. Thank you. So we touched on the thing of tongue and interpretation. Does anybody feel like something's churning on the inside of you? You want to release? All right. We're going to close you up. I'm turning it over to Brother Lyle here. He's got another song or two for us. And let me ask you this question. Now, don't lie to me. Be honest. I want you to be honest. Are you glad you came this morning?
Yes.
Let me see some hands. Why? That's quite a few. I missed one over there. No, just joking. So pray God bless you. Well, that's what we're here for. And God has been good. God has been touched lives. And if you need further prayer, these two ladies are over here. And other than that, we'll close up. And Lord, we thank you that we can, we thank you, Father. Sister, would you close in prayer for us this morning? Close in prayer for us.
The privilege of being here today, meeting with your daughters and sons. Thank you that we live in a place where we don't have to worry about persecution. Help us to be salt and light as we go out into this, out into the day, out into the week, till we meet again next Sunday. And just may we be reminded of your mercy and grace in our lives. Help us to pour out love and compassion and kindness to all those that we meet. I just ask again, I just thank you for who you are, for looking out after us, for pouring out your love, mm-hmm. your comfort, your peace on us, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you for every single heart here today that they do here for all of us kids, the singers, the folks up in the sound booth. Thank you. Thank you, Gary, for leading this beautiful service today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It was just awesome and beautiful, and I just thank you, Lord, and I just ask for your blessing over all of us this week. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So what's really cool about church is that on one hand we have tears over here. On the other hand, we have somebody elated with the presence of God. We have somebody sitting quietly, stoically, feeling the presence and being encountered by the Holy Spirit. We have somebody who is just lost in worship, all happening at the same time. That's the sound of church. That's the sound of normal family. You got stuff. We get stuff going on. And you know what's amazing is God is in all of it at the same time. It's a really cool thing. We're together in the unity of the Spirit, which is it's awesome.